Welcome to this podcast. Forward-looking insights are becoming a core element of the finance function, providing support to decision-making through effective business partnering and using analytics in a way that is fundamental to organizational success, bringing both financial and non-financial measures that highlight performance against purpose rather than just profit. In our joint report with PwC's finance consulting team, Finance Insights Reimagined, we consider the implications of this. In this first podcast, we'll look at why finance insights matter and why they are important to the various stakeholders. We'll also look at one of the key themes of the report, why, as organizations increasingly embrace the purpose objective, the need for finance to take a broader view of the capitals increases. My name is Clive Webb, and I'm a Senior Insights Manager at ACCA. And to discuss some of the thoughts in the report in this, the first of a series of podcasts, I'm delighted to welcome two of my fellow authors, Brian Furness and Jamie Lyon. Brian is a partner at PwC in the UK and the global leader of their finance consulting practice, and Jamie is a portfolio lead in the professional insights team at ACCA. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Clive.
Thanks, Clive.
Right, so my first question, simply, why does the provision of insights matter? And actually, what do we mean by insights?
Well, I think it's a great question, Clive. I think it's true to say that, well, we all know that data is increasingly a source of competitive advantage in organisations. And it's been really interesting over the last few months, particularly with the COVID crisis, how actually data is a sort of advantage for actually dealing with things like, you know, crisis management and also slightly longer term charter after recovery. How organisations use information is just fundamental to competing in an increasingly competitive global marketplace. And I'd say, you know, increasingly over the last few years before the COVID crisis particularly, you know, we've seen firms increasingly digitalized, we've seen barriers to entry lower, we've seen greater competition in markets. So it then becomes a question of, well, how do you use the different levers to drive insight fundamentally that essential to making good decisions? And people talk about the agility angle as well, and I think there is an agility angle, but I think good decision-making is at the core of why insight is fundamental. And we operate in a more complex world. But they're my initial thoughts around why insight is even more important now. Brian, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with anything you say, Jamie. I think that's 100% right. I think one of the things you do raise, though, is we talk about insights, and I suppose from a finance perspective, historically, we probably would have thought about P&L and balance sheet, maybe capital usage, etc. But some of the things you mention around crisis management, particularly at the moment, but looking at the way forward for an organisation operationally and from different angles, I think are increasingly important in today's world. Because as you say, there are a large number of stakeholders looking at how businesses perform. And I think increasingly those stakeholders are not just concerned with the profit motive. They're concerned with the impact you have on the communities that you operate within, on your workforce, wider society, etc., etc. And being able to generate those more rounded insights, I think, is critical to any business being able to tell the story about their performance and the value they add. And I think you're absolutely right with the point you opened up with, that there's so much data out there. But the ability to create insight from that data still seems to be a really big challenge for many. And it's probably one of the biggest challenges businesses face going forward in order to navigate to the right revenue streams, markets, etc., manage their risk and talk about the impact they're having on the societies in which they operate.
Yeah, it's interesting, Brian, isn't it? I mentioned the word complexity before, and I do think we live in a more complex world. And I would say that one of the facets of that complexity is this piece around, you know, the shift from shareholder to stakeholder, and particularly this the fact that increasingly more stakeholders have vested interest in the performance of companies, and also because of social media and information, living in the information age, they have more transparency or more access potentially to how organizations perform and how they create revenue and how they create wealth. And that internally creates, it creates challenge for businesses, but it also creates opportunity, because you know the challenge comes from the fact that you don't just have to create financial return now. Fundamentally, if you want to survive in the future, you have to be a better corporate citizen. So that's the first thing. But the opportunity, the flip side of that, of course, is that if you can demonstrate you're a better corporate citizen, then that ultimately should lead to creating wealth over the long term and creating financial return long term. So all of these things are interconnected. And for me, the point around why insight's important is that complexity and that connectivity around how we create wealth and how we communicate it. And I think COVID will be an acid test for this, because I think the organizations that have garnered insight, communicated well, demonstrated the broader role and broader purpose in society, I think are probably better placed in the aftermath of this crisis to do well.
Yeah, I think the other thing generally coming out of, it's been heightened at times of crisis, but it shows me that within an organization, but also more widely, you know, the data you talk about, who has access to it, not only is there a huge amount more, but everyone has access to it in an organization. And I think there's a critical role or a pivotal role that finance can play around, well, what is the data that people are accessing? What insights are they trying to draw from it? How do we know that what they're doing is, to the data is appropriate and it's the right data to support the decisions they're trying to make? Something around that control role and stewardship, I think if you look at finance, is a hugely important piece going forward. Just because of the availability of data across an organization and the ability of people to use it to drive what they may think are insights, but they may not be that insightful if you're pulling the wrong types of data and you're not telling a consistent story.
Yeah, indeed. And it's interesting you talk about control and stewardship, because I guess historically, you know, we've delineated and demarcated to some extent, you know, finance's role in control, finance's role in stewardship versus finance's role in providing insight. You know, we think about the business partnering agenda, but actually those two things are, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. They're very connected, aren't they? And you cannot generate and support the organization in generation and long-term wealth unless you, I think, unless you play a pivotal role in that insight agenda, which in turn also, you know, insight isn't just about creating new revenue streams and understanding the opportunities in new markets. It's also about, you know, how do we control the business appropriately, efficiently? How do we manage our risk? Of course, in the last few weeks, how do we understand how the landscape's evolving, and you know, how do we also act with agility? I think as well, you know, I think there is a narrative around, you know, we live in a world which is moving quicker and quicker and quicker, and that agility piece is really important. And it's challenged to some extent by your point around the fact that we've got a proliferation of information. So on the one hand, we've got loads of information, but actually trying to get to the gold mine in that information is also a big issue as well, which I think comes back to the point around, particularly around technology investment and being an evangelist. You know, CFO's been an evangelist for technology investment.
Can I just sort of get you to think for a moment? In the report, we talk a lot about broadening the decision-making horizon into areas like the natural capital and the intellectual capital, manufactured capital. Is that really the fundamental part of insights going forwards for both of you?
I think for me, Clive, it has to be. And it comes back to the point I was saying before about connectivity. You can't create long-term wealth and long-term financial value if you don't treat your employees properly, if you don't think about how you use natural capital, if you don't invest in your intellectual capital, because in a transparent 24/7 world, all of these things are very, very connected. You know, I think the report makes the point around how very quickly value can be destroyed by perhaps saying something in social media that shouldn't be, you know, that isn't a good thing to say, or by, you know, an environmental issue, or, you know, value is destroyed very quickly, and it's because of that connectivity in the world that we live in. So for finance, I think this is, it's just not an option. We have to change our purview, and we'll have to do it quite quickly as well. And I think finance is the natural, has the natural seat at the table to help orchestrate that.
Yeah, I think value can be destroyed very quickly, can't it? The other thing is it takes an awful long time to build and articulate the value you're adding, I think. And similarly with trust, that can be destroyed very quickly. And you look at, you know, the media and various other things, social commentary over the last year or two, I think that focus is only just increasing on organizations. And actually, I think if you don't address the points you raise around natural, social, human, intellectual capitals, I think it's going to limit the organization going forward in terms of its access to markets, but also its access to talent. A lot of people I see from interviews we do with new graduates and also with our clients is people want to understand the purpose of an organization. And the purpose is it's a much wider sense than purely the profit motivation of an organization. And that holistic view of purpose is what's driving where the talented employees of the future and of today are actually looking to pursue their careers. So I think it is incumbent upon organizations to be able to articulate that more rounded view. And as you said, I think finance, with its ability to understand the end-to-end of businesses and the impact of operational issues, risk issues, front office or sales issues, etc., on the financial numbers, and its ability to handle data and to communicate, I think finance is and finance professionals, wherever they sit in an organisation, are in a great position to capitalise on that.
It's really interesting, Brian, isn't it? Because I think with COVID as well, again, COVID presented the challenge and the opportunity, because for finance, to some extent, COVID has said to CFOs, right, okay, well, you know, the organization, where's your cash? Where's your control? You know, what's our immediate response? How do we manage our risks? You know, how do we make sure our crisis management's working properly? So your immediate reaction is to go back to those fundamentals around control and cash, and that's what finance is all about. And yet at the same time, we know that over the medium term and longer term, you know, you've got to be thinking around, you know, that much broader agenda, because that's been a broader narrative for some time. And I think for me now, for CFOs, fortune sort of favors the brave, really. You've got to be prepared to think much more broadly about the role of finance, the capabilities that are needed, and what the organization truly, truly needs from a finance team. And that necessitates culture change as well, longer term, because sometimes it's easier to stick with what you know. And you know, if we stay in that domain around purer financial reporting, then I think there will be missed opportunities. And actually, at some point, it becomes non-negotiable.
Thanks for those fascinating insights. Is there one or two key messages that you want to leave the listeners to this podcast with about the importance of insight and why the finance function needs to think broader about its insight agenda? Brian, should I start with you?
Why finance professionals, finance organisations, and the organisations as a whole need to think broader? I think I just mentioned my point. You only need to look at the press. You only need to look at external commentary upon business to look that the landscape has changed over recent years. and being able to articulate the value you add and to build the trust with communities, suppliers, employees, potential purchasers of your services or commodities is hugely important. And I think generating insights around that and understanding your customers is very important. And finance sits at a natural center with the data and the communication skills and the business understanding to capitalize upon that. So I think it seems fairly obvious why businesses need to generate that more rounded level of insight and to look into new areas to explore around insight because it's critical to their success in the future.
Thanks, Brian. Jamie, a concluding thought?
I think just building on Brian's last point there about being critical to the success in the future and that rounded perspective, absolutely. We live in a connected world, and when you look at how organizations sustain value for the long term, all of these things are connected. So actually the call to arms is almost non-negotiable in finance. It just happens to be that finance is probably in a better place than any other team or department to be the navigator around this agenda. And that sort of ties back to our stewardship and custodian role. So I would say my message would be to all finance leaders, finance professionals, be prepared to adapt and take the opportunity that is inevitably presented by what's been happening over the last few months, but actually is part of a broader narrative.
Thank you, Brian and Jamie, for those really interesting thoughts. As I said, this is the first in a series of podcasts, and our second podcast in the series considers the skills needed for effective finance business partners. Please feel free to give it a listen if you have not already done so. If you'd like to read the report that formed the basis of this podcast, you can find it either on the ACCA Global website under Professional Accountants, the future area of professional insights, or you can find it on the PwC website. Thank you very much and goodbye.